Good morning, everyone. He's a former hedge fund trader turned philosopher, but it's fair to say that Nassim Nicholas Taleb has garnered a global reputation for separating the signal from the noise in all sorts of phenomena, particularly economic. He's the author of Fooled by Randomness, also the famous book, The Black Swan. He's the distinguished professor of risk engineering at New York University, and he's got a new book out called The Bed of Procrustes, Philosophical and Practical Aphorisms. Professor Taleb, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. It seems to me that when you have a success like The Wild Swan, and I imagine people come to you asking, like Yoda, for advice on all sorts of investment theories of one kind or another, that the pressure to come up with a second book is pretty formidable. And it seems here in this book, you've sort of sidestepped what would have been a sequel and really focused on the language as, in many ways, a theme of a lot of the work that you've done all of your entire professional life.
Thanks. This book is in parallel to my regular work, and besides, I don't consider that my unit is the book. I think I have an idea, a very, very concentrated idea on human error while dealing with the unknown, and I express it in different ways. So this is like sort of part of a corpus, except that here I've decided to express myself in very short sentences.
Well, and probably many of your students at NYU would love that. First of all, remind us of the great story of the Bed of Procrustes and why that's an inspiration for you.
In Greek mythology, the owner of an inn. The various versions. He was for some people he was a criminal, but he would either invite or abduct travelers and put them in a bed after dinner. And those who were too short, he would be stretched. And those who were too tall, he would amputate part of the limbs to make them fit the bed. So the idea of the Bed of Procrustes came to me when I was having a suit tailor made. And I realized that had the tailor been an economist, he would do surgery on me to fit the suit rather than the opposite. And then you'd have a perfectly fitting suit.
So economists are like the delightful innkeeper who basically forces humans to fit their rules rather than the other way around.
Exactly. Humans, randomness, the world, everything. They have their representation. Academics, economists, I have this particular allergy to people who play Procrustes without knowing or with sometimes self-righteous claims.
And, before we talk about characters in the political and economic world that might satisfy this definition, you describe in your subtitle that this is a philosophical, a book of philosophical and practical aphorisms. How could an aphorism, and understanding what it means, be a practical piece of advice towards understanding what we think of as randomness or some of the daunting phenomena that control our lives?
Let me go by the example, okay? My rule is not to explain aphorisms too much. We don't quite know what they are, except that they say more than this is the opposite of a soundbite. They say more than they seem to say. One of my aphorisms is: if you're as happy returning as you were leaving, you are in a balance with your environment. I say it in an aphoristic form. That's the gist of it. Another one is that if you know exactly what you're going to be doing today, you're a little bit dead. With more precision, the more dead you are.
I'll go along with that. I love this one. Fortune punishes the greedy by making him poor, and the very greedy by making him rich, which really separates the traders from the hedge fund operators.
No, ignore the hedge fund operators and traders. It's just like in general in society, a lot of people, you give them money and they're happy. But there's a class of people, right? Typically those are the ones who will become very rich. The more money thrown at them, the more they'd want.
And if policymakers were to use some of these as a guide, what do you think would be the result?
This is not for policymakers. This is for individuals. So these are philosophical aphorisms. They're not meant to be prescriptions. But I have, so they make you think about issues. My policymaker should be reading my book, The Black Swan, particularly the second edition, in which I have specific policy steps of how society that's resistant to the Black Swan. These are not meant to be written for policymakers, and policymakers would not understand this book.
Although
regular humans would do better with it than policymakers.
Although the language from policymakers often determines how either deluded we are about reality or how capable we are of responding to it. For instance, meltdown wasn't a particularly helpful notion of what was going on in the financial setbacks 2 years ago, was it?
You tend to bring everything back to finance. This is much more general about the society in which we live that doesn't quite correspond to our nature. Most of my comments and aphorisms are about that wedge between our nature, where I compare us, the zoo animals, and our the environment in which we are put, and the decision we have to make. These are usually Procrustean beds. You have to choose between two options, none of which is acceptable to me. It's a book mostly also about ethics, ethical decision-making, and in which I bring back old ancient Mediterranean values of erudition, elegance, and courage, especially courage, compared to today's nerdiness, phoniness, and what I call philistinism.
Do you think wisdom can be acquired?
Sorry?
Do you think wisdom can be acquired?
Not 100%, but something can be acquired.
And so, aphorism
and decision making can be learned, but no, wisdom cannot. You're born with it.
So, in a sense, aphorisms are talismans that help you along a path to wisdomness that you may or may or to wisdom a path you may or may not reach.
Aphorisms are aphorisms. They're made for you to think about things. So I don't want to be too instrumental, and actually most of my aphorisms are against opportunism. You do things because you want to do things, or how to become a human, in the old classical values. So they're not meant to help you,
right.
Get rich or get poor or something like that.
Well, Nassim Nicholas Taleb's latest book is The Bed of Procrustes, Philosophical and Practical Aphorisms. Thanks so much.